Why are extraterrestrials in our sky and maybe on our planet? There are many different theories on the reasons for extraterrestrials being here. I would like to discuss some of them. Before I do, I would like to state more than one might be true and maybe none. People who have these theories are trying to put themselves inside the brains of aliens, and we really don't know anything about their morals or reason. The first theory I would like to discuss is the one which states there are no UAPs. You might be saying, but so many people have seen them. The theory does not deny that. What it is saying is we are responsible for all the craft in the skies. For this to be true, our technology would have to be far more advanced than we can see. The theory states these advances have been hidden from the public for unknown reasons. There are even those in positions who should have known the truth and made deathbed confessions to this. If this is true, it is the greatest hoax perpetrated on the human race. The zoo theory has been very popular for years. That is the theory which states extraterrestrials are fascinated with us like we are with zoo animals. They are here to keep us on the Earth and not let us colonize other planets. It is said we only interest them as creatures, certainly not intelligent equals who might be more primitive. There is another theory which resembles the zoo theory in some ways, those ways being we are being kept on the planet because we are just too dangerous and warlike to be let off. The fact we discovered nuclear weapons has disturbed the aliens and they see us as a threat. Another theory states the extraterrestrials are here to protect the planet and could care less about us. It is said we don't realize the fact what we do affects beings in other dimensions which could be sharing the planet with us and we don't know it. While this might be hard for some to believe, some of the discoveries in quantum physics have turned our belief system upside down. The next theory is a little harder to digest for some people, and it is the extraterrestrials are here to help us. They want to help us advance and become more civilized so they can accept us into some sort of space United Nations. It goes on to say we are being protected from other races who want to harm us and at least one which thinks of us as food. There is even a sub-theory which states some of them are against this and want to prevent it from happening. There is a more romantic theory. It talks about some of the extraterrestrials being originally from Earth in the past and coming back to either help us or just to see how we are doing. Sometimes it says the beings coming back look more like the greys because we have evolved into them, or looking like us and maybe even mixing with us and we don't know it. The above theory has a similar one, which the main difference is time travelers, which are us, have come here to visit their past history or change something we did that caused problems in the future. This idea of time travel was reinforced by the Rendlesham Forest incident, where a time ship was said to have been seen. If you don't know about this, I suggest you Google it, it is worth the short read. There just could be so many reasons for extraterrestrials to come here. One which has gotten more popular lately has to do with ores and elements. It states aliens come here to get gold which they need to stabilize the atmosphere on their dying planet, but it seems far more than one race is coming here. It could be we have something here we are yet to discover which is valuable to others. What about the theory which states there is an advanced race living on Earth we are yet to know about? A sub-theory of this states they live under the ice at Antarctica. There is a story about Admiral Byrd meeting with them after World War II ended. It is said he went to the Antarctic leading a convoy of ships and the operation was known on as Operation High Jump. While he flew into a large opening which then controlled his flight and led him to a beautiful city where he met with an advanced underground race and their leader told him he was worried about what we were doing to the planet. The story is also told another way, and it is flying saucers were launched against the ships and planes and he had to leave. Many have said the operation was to check for escaped Nazis hiding in underground bases they had built. Some also say the saucers were Nazi vehicles, but others say they were extraterrestrial. There are also theories which state the extraterrestrials developed us and the Earth is their lab. They are coming here to keep the progress going. We don't know what the ultimate goal is. Could it have been to build a colony on Earth? If the answer is yes, maybe we were brought here from another planet. Some have a theory which states the moon was brought here and is hollow, making it a gigantic spaceship. They claim our history points to a time before the moon was present. NASA seems to be ignoring the fact when they crashed a rocket into the moon it rang and acted like a hollow object. It is true we seem to have a biological clock which is not timed to the Earth, but would fit perfectly if we were on Mars. Also, we do not seem to be as suited to Earth as the rest of the life on this planet. For example, childbirth for a human woman is much harder than it is for animals. Both men and women seem to suffer from back problems as if the gravity is too strong for them, but some have said it would be perfect if we lived on Mars. There are theories which would fit anyone's palate when it comes to why extraterrestrials are here, and even though we can't be sure why they are, it seems they are not only here to stay, but have been here for thousands of years.